An update to this afternoon on what's happening at the MHMR Authority of the Brazos Valley and the boss, Bill Kelly, here. Welcome back.
Thanks, Bill.
And Nancy Allen joining us for the first time. Welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill, just to recap for those who aren't familiar with MHMR Authority, give us an overview.
Yes, we're the Mental Health, Intellectual, and Developmental Disabilities Authority for the Brazos Valley, which includes Brazos County and the surrounding six counties. And so we provide crisis assessments. We provide crisis services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Provide case management, rehabilitative therapies with those with serious and persistent mental illness. And when we talk about that, we're talking about folks that have usually major depression, bipolar, or schizophrenia. And then we also serve folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We have dayhab centers and kind of like school teaching the folks how to do math and cooking and just things like that to help them be better in the community and to mix in better.
Service area takes in what and how many clients approximately?
When you say takes in?
The geography.
Oh, the geography, yeah. It's Brazos County and the surrounding six counties, so about the size of Connecticut. And how many we serve? About 6,300 per year we touch.
Any changes in the types of clients that you're seeing from a numerical standpoint or in the type of scope of services?
No, not really.
And for this time of year, summertime, any better or worse, or as we get into maybe cooler temperatures, does that have any impact?
No, holidays usually will have an impact. That's usually where the problem is.
For those, while I'm thinking about it, and either Bill or Nancy can answer, for those who are hearing about this for the first time, where can they go to find out more information about what you all provide?
Well, you could go to our website, mhmrabv.org. That's got information there. You can also give us a call. And on that website, we have a regular line. We have a hotline for mental health crisis. And then we're also in Bryan, Texas. We're located down on 804 South Texas Avenue. It's the old Wyatt's Cafeteria. And you can actually go down there, and if you want to talk to somebody and be assessed and see what's going on. You can just walk in there at any time.
Visiting with Bill Kelly and Nancy Allen of MHMR Authority of the Brazos Valley, and want to spend most of our time this afternoon talking about a fundraiser that you'll have coming up.
That's correct. Our Minds Matter, it's our signature fundraiser event that we have for our agency.
And tell us what it is and what it's all about.
Absolutely. This is a luncheon and silent edible auction, so a little bit different twist on your silent auction. During our luncheon, we will have a keynote speaker, Texas State Senator Charles Schwertner, who is going to visit with us about mental health in the state of Texas and the impact that the mental health first aid has had in Texas since the 83rd legislature. And during that event, it's going to be held at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest, which a lot of us know as Briarcrest Country Club. So the event itself will begin at 11 o'clock when we open our doors for the silent auction, as well as time to come in and visit. At 11:30, we'll begin our luncheon and our presentation by our keynote speaker, Senator Schwertner. We'll also hear from from somebody within MHMR to discuss the impact that we've had on their life, and as well as how what it means in as far as impact in the community too. So it's a really fun event. The tickets to purchase those tickets are $45 for an individual ticket. Our deadline to purchase tickets is Thursday, September 18th. The event itself is Thursday, September 25th. And to get more information about the event or to purchase tickets online, you can go to our website. Again, that's mhmrabv.org. And you can go to our upcoming events section and click on the Minds Matter event to get more information.
Talk a little bit more about the auction.
Sure. The silent auction is going to include baked creations from different chefs, pastry chefs around town. So we're going to have some really scrumptious desserts from places such as Cake Me Away, Sandy's Sweets, Cake Junkie, Fabulous Fair, the Chocolate Gallery, and Madden's Casual Gourmet. So if you're interested in some good sweets and want to bid on some great stuff to take home, this is a wonderful opportunity.
And again, the opportunity to be able to hear from Dr. Schwartner, who is very active in the legislature about these types of things.
Yeah, his mother was 20 years plus nurse in the mental health system. So back in the 83rd legislation, he was the author of the Mental Health First Aid Bill. And we're working closely with the National Alliance on Mental Illness here locally, the Brazos Valley, and the program works. We got trained the trainers. Once we have them trained, then for the educators and all the independent school districts in the Brazos Valley, they can volunteer to take this course, and they can even get hours towards their CPE requirements, and it'll help them identify children that maybe it just isn't a behavioral issue, but it's a mental illness, and so they can, assess them and try to get them in the right direction, work with their parents, and to get to the resources to help them out.
What sort of things are you looking towards the next legislative session you would like to see have some movement?
Yeah, one of the things we always try to in legislation is stabilize our funding so they don't take any away, and maybe we can get some more. A big thing that's going to be in this legislation is going to be the Sunset Review. Health and Human Services is under Sunset, and that's who we contract with, two agencies under there. And so that's going to be an interesting how that all turns out.
Particularly Dr. Schwartner being the chair of the Senate side.
Exactly. And so we're hoping when he's here in a couple of weeks that he'll have some information for us fresh coming out of there, because he's in hearings right now, and so he'll be coming out. So.
Again, back to the fundraiser that's coming up. Nancy, if you can recap the important points there.
Absolutely. The fundraiser is Thursday, September 25th at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. You can purchase tickets by September 18th. You can either contact our local office at 821-9402 and ask to speak with me, Nancy Allen, or you can go to our website to purchase those tickets online, mhmrabv.org.
And again, if you haven't been to the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest, it's been wonderfully renovated, and an opportunity to enjoy that, as well as hear from Dr. Schwartner, and as you mentioned, Nancy, being able to pick up on some of those scrumptious delights in the silent auction.
Absolutely.
Nancy Allen, Bill Kelly with MHMR of the Brazos Valley with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.